BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 31, verses 4 and 5. David's plea for deliverance from a trap that has ensnared him contains a prayer that was repeated by Jesus while on the cross. The last words before Jesus gave up his spirit were, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he said this, he breathed his last. Luke 23, verse 46. This simple and direct prayer was rooted in faith in the God of truth. Those who share in Jesus' sufferings and persecution at the hands of anti-Christian forces are encouraged to pray and sing this psalm as David and Jesus did. Stephen boldly witnessed to others about Jesus and his gospel in the temple, was arrested, and then witnessed the truth of to the Sanhedrin. Quote, "Your fathers refused to obey him. Instead, they rejected him and in their hearts turned back to Egypt. You stiff-necked people with uncircumcised hearts and ears, you are just like your fathers. You always resist the Holy Spirit. He even killed those who persecuted the predicted the coming of the righteous one. And now you have betrayed and murdered him." Acts chapters 6 and 7. Quote, "When they heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. 'Look,' he said, 'I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.' At this they covered their ears and, yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragging him out of the city and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' Then he fell on his knees and cried out, 'Lord, do not hold this sin against them.' When he had said this, he fell asleep." Acts chapter 7, verses 54 through 60. "Since then, many others prayed, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.' One does not need to be on the cross or be pelted by stones to pray this in faith."
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual